Now, last night, I went along to the opening of the Voyage to Aotearoa, to Paia and the Endeavour exhibition at the Auckland Museum. I spoke with Juliana Satchel-Dell, Associate Curator Pacific at the Auckland Museum, and asked her how long has the exhibition been in the planning stages?
We started last February, so very long. Yeah, it's been a long time.
And in terms of the planning, what goes into planning an exhibition of this type?
A lot goes into the planning. So when I said last February, I meant February 2018. And it's working across all the teams in the museum, but also working with our knowledge holders and our very, very very valuable knowledge holders, and that's the Tahitian and the Māori knowledge holders. So a lot of working with iwi, working with the Tahitian knowledge holders, language and musicians. So it's been, a lot goes into it.
Can you tell us more about the Tupaia exhibition, please, Juliana?
The Tupaia exhibition is, as you walk into the space is, there's the Tahiti space, the Endeavour space, and the Aotearoa space. So as you come through the exhibition, you go into the Tahiti space, and in the Tahiti space, you are introduced to, this is where you first meet Tupaia. This is where we tell you about where Tupaia was as the Endeavour came into Tahiti, why the Endeavour was in Tahiti, and then we introduce you into why Tupaia would have gone on board the Endeavour, and from there, the middle section is the Endeavour space. So the exhibition is targeted at 8 to 12-year-olds and families. And so as you come into the middle part, which is the Endeavour, children get to sort of experience what it would have been like on the Endeavour, what they would have eaten, how they would have slept, the sounds, and just the cramped conditions. After the Endeavour, they move into the Endeavour. Aotearoa. And so from Endeavour, they move into Aotearoa, and in that space, they look at exchange and the translation and how Tupaia would have assisted in the interpretation, because language, our family, we have the language between Tahiti and Aotearoa, so it would have been very familiar, and there were similar words like i'a and ika, va'a, vaka, so. This is where the children get introduced into how those communications happened. There will be parts where we talk about the encounters, but the Tupaia exhibition is part of a bigger Tuia 250 celebration or commemoration. And so the places where the Endeavour landed, or where the encounter points, that these iwi will be telling their stories. And so we are not so much telling it in our space, but more looking at ideas of exchange and cultural exchange. Yeah.
Why 8 to 12-year-olds as the target audience for this exhibition, Juliana?
8 to 12-year-olds because we had the there was the space we've lost because the museum's going through a lot of renovation, and so we don't have there used to be a children's space within the first within that ground floor, and it's no longer there, and so this is just to give back that space to the tamariki, to the children, and it's a good way to, I don't know how to explain, because there are a lot of things going around the country that have to do with the Tuia 250. This is to introduce it from an 8 to 12-year-old, allows it to also be something that families can engage with. And for a lot of the children, and I can say this from myself when I was a child, being in school and being taught things about my history or the history of the land that I lived on, it was really hard to not see yourself in any of those stories. And by not seeing yourself, I mean like not seeing someone that looked like you or sounded like you. And so this is just a good way to tell a different part, not a different, but tell the same history and introduce them to something they never knew or never realized. Yeah.
He was such a fascinating man, wasn't he, Tupaia?
He was so fascinating. Before starting this exhibition, I remember coming on, and then I asked the same question too. I was like, who is Tupaia? Because I'm Papua New Guinean. And so I just went, who is Tupaia? And the more I read about him, and that other thing too, is a lot of the research that's written on Tupaia is very scholarly. So it's really, it's in that academic world. And so it's trying to pull all those bits out and bring it to the children. So this is why the exhibition was focused on 8 to 12-year-olds and families. But just reading about Tupaia, he was just to be a navigator, a high priest, an interpreter, interlocutor, and his illustrations, they have to be my favorite part of this exhibition, are his illustrations. Because they're just so beautiful. You have to see the illustrations that Tupaia had. And they were not attributed to him until 1997 when research had come out. So before that, they were attributed to the artist, the Chief Mona. And research had revealed that it was Tupaia that did this. And for him to move from Tahitian work, and we would have worked on, and I'm saying we, I mean Pacific, on tapa, and then move into this Western sort of watercolors and being able to express himself through those ways, it's like how he captured a glimpse of Tahiti from his perspective and put it onto paper, because we're so used to seeing around that time history or our landscape drawn by a Western view.
Recent announcement from the government with regards to teaching New Zealand history. How important, Juliana, is this exhibition in sharing a very important part of our Pacific Polynesian history?
It is so important. It is so important for the children to see that their ancestors were also explorers, that were also these great heroes or these great men too, because you will hear it from your grandparents. They will tell you, and then you go into a classroom environment, and it's not there. And so it'll be good to bring that into there too, and then you can start doing PowerPoints on Tupaia and start doing school reports on Tupaia, and I want other great men and women to come through too.
And of course, for our listeners this morning, details of the dates for the exhibition, please.
The exhibition it opens officially tomorrow, and it's on until March.
Juliana Satchell-Dale, Associate Curator Pacific at the Auckland Museum, on the opening of the Voyage to Aotearoa Tupaia and the Endeavour exhibition, now open at the Auckland Museum, War Memorial Museum, running through to March 2020.